This Dvatora that I'm gonna say now, it's for the health for the future Renet, Kalev, Raphael, Ben Ari, Renet, Hashem Brachavetzla. So, Birshut Morev Rabotai, with the help of Hashem, with the permission of Hashem, we'll try to explain the connection between Tu Bishvat and the Brit Milah. As we know that from the Gemara that bring me from Bakapara from Rabbuna Bishem Bakapara about Abraham Abin Alav Shalom that he said that the same way that there is Orla and the tree, so as the you know there is a halacha that when you plant a tree for 3 years, you're not allowed to eat from the fruit from that tree. So, we know that a man, we compare a man as a tree. Shneimar, the Adam etz hasadeh. We compare a man as a tree. The same way that a tree has a life, a man has a life. That's why we are not allowed to destroy a tree, because a tree has a life. It's the same way that you cannot kill a man, so you cannot kill a tree, because a tree he is alive, and a tree he live with water. And as you know, a man is full of water. A man is full, all his body is water, water and blood. So now we understand that Amar Rabbuna, just I try to explain Rabbuna. Amar Rabbuna b'shem Bakapara, Yashav Abraham b'dan Gzera Shavani Emra Ola Ba'ilan. There is the Torah talk about the Ilan, and the Ilan is a tree that for 3 years you're not allowed to destroy to eat the tree, the fruit of the tree, and Ma Ola Shneimar Ba'ilan Ma Koshu Ose Perot. אף עולה שנאמר באדם מקום שהוא עושה פירות, מקום שהוא עושה פירות. So, the same way that the fruit, you're not allowed to eat the fruit from the tree, the same, the עולה, that there is in a man, מקום שהוא עושה פירות, it's, you know, as you know, a man, he is a man that he can do fruit, and because what kind of fruit he can do is mitzvot, so because if a man can do mitzvot, and he's compared the man as a tree, so he has to take off the orla. I mean, the meaning is that the orla, it's something that we can tell about the man and we can tell about the tree. But what it is exactly orla? What it is exactly orla? Orla, it's according to, if we think a little bit about the reward that Hashem gave to Ishmael, only because he took the Orla when he was 13. The Gemara said that one day Ishmael, he came to Yitzhak Avinu. And he told him, I am better than you. I have more zchut than you. Because when I was 13 years, my father told me to take off the orla, and I did it. And I could say no, because I was 13. It was hurting. I was not a baby. I was a man. And it was a big sacrifice that I did, that I took the orla from me. That's what Ishmael said to Yitzhak. Yitzhak, he said to Ishmael, you only did one mitzvah. You took the orla. I know it's a big sacrifice, but you should know that each mitzvah that Hashem give us, it's a sacrifice. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu tell me, ask me that I will give my life, I will give my life, not only to take the orla from me. So, Yitzhak, he said to Ishmael, you came to argue with me with one mitzvah that you did with Miserut Nefesh, with sacrifice. I would like to ask you, what about if Hashem tell you, take your life, sacrifice yourself, would you do it? Now the question is, how can we explain this? What it is? Honest, this is, I don't understand. Ishmael, why Ishmael came to Yitzhak and asked him, Yitzhak, I did something better than you, because you did the Brit Milah when you were 8 days, when you were only 8 days, and you did not suffer, you did not feel the hurt, the suffering for the Brit Milah. But me, I did the Brit Milah when I was 13. It was painful. It was very, very painful. I would like just to understand what the meaning of Ishmael, why he want to argue with Yitzhak only because of the Brit Milah. I mean, there is so much mitzvot that Ishmael could argue for. I mean, Ishmael, why he chose only this mitzvah of the Brit Milah that he did. He took the Orla. You understand my question? Why Ishmael just bring this mitzvah of the Brit Milah? I mean, I'm sure that Ishmael did a lot of mitzvot. He said to Yitzhak, I am better than you because I did a sacrifice. I did the Brit Milah when I was 13 years old. And you only did the Brit Milah when you were 8 days old. It's nothing. It was not painful for you. You didn't realize the hurt. But and besides this, you have no choice because you were 8 days old, and you couldn't refuse. But I was 13 years old, and I could refuse, and I did not refuse. So this is the question, why Ishmael came to Yitzhak only with this argument of the Brit Milah? I was thinking that all the mitzvot that a man can do, they are related to the Brit Milah. Look, when the Jews, they had to leave Egypt, they couldn't leave Egypt till they did the Brit Milah. It's amazing, it's incredible. I would like just to ask you one question. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not ask the Jews from the beginning when Moshe Rabbeinu started giving the 10 Makot to the Egyptian? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say to the Jews, do the Brit Milah? Why he let them wait another few months till the day that they left Egypt, that they did the Brit Milah? Do you understand the question? Do you understand the question? Yes? So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did wait? Why he waited? I mean, it's like the Brit Milah, it's so important for the man to, when a man do a Brit Milah, he do a connection between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Brit, it's an alliance, when a Brit, it's an alliance. It's like a man and woman when they get married. A man take the ring. Yes, he put it in her hand. She become a part of him. When we do the Brit Milah, we become a part of Hashem. Don't forget, the Bein Ish Chai said that when a man do the Brit Milah, the name of Shaddai, he covered him. As long as the man don't do the Brit Milah, the man, he is like a shed, like a evil. But when he do the Brit Milah, there is a yud who came to the shed. If you add a yud in the shed, you have altogether Shaddai. So when a man do the Brit Milah, there is the name Shaddai on the man. So you understand? I don't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give this mitzvah to the Jews, when Hashem started to give the Makot to the Egyptian. Why? I mean, as you know, since the day that Hashem started to hurt, to give the Talmud, the Talmud to the Egyptian, the Jews were not slaves anymore. They were not slaves anymore. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to the last day? You know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the Brit Milah, when a man do the Brit Milah, he become connected to Hashem. And after the Brit Milah, quick, he must start to study Torah. What it is a great connection between a man and Hashem? Tell me. Not only to take the Orla from you, it's to take the Orla. When you take the Orla, you become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what you should do, quickly, you should settle down Torah. Understand? This is the real Brit. The real Brit is not only to sit and learn Torah without having the Brit Milah, or to have the Brit Milah without learning Torah. You need both of them together. As you know, there is a pasuk, there is a verse, a pasuk who said, "Im lo beriti yuma v'leila, hakot shamayim va'aretz usamti." If it was not the Torah, because the Torah is the Brit, we call lochot ha-Brit, the table of the Brit, lochot ha-Brit. The tables that Moshe Rabbeinu he brought from Hashem from the Har Sinai, we call them Lohot HaBrit, the tables of Brit. That means the Torah is the Brit. When the Jews accepted the Torah in Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made a Brit with them that day. So you see, there is few kind of Britot, of alliance. There is Torah, when it's a Brit, the Brit Milah. It's a Brit, Tfilin, it's a Brit, and what else? Shabbat, it's a Brit. But Torah is the highest Brit. But now we understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he couldn't ask the Jews to do the Brit Milah where they had to stay in Egypt without Torah. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited till they want to leave Egypt. And the day that they left Egypt, they did the Brit Milah and they went to receive the Torah. You like it? Now we understand why it took that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give them 49 days to receive the Torah. Those 49 days, it helped them to repair the 49 degrees of Tum'ah that they were in. So now we understand that when you do the Brit Milah, now we understand when you do the Brit Milah, now would that just to, if, you know, my grandfather, Alav Shalom, he asked one question, he said, I don't understand, the Brit Milah is the most important mitzvah in the whole Torah. So why we don't give this mitzvah to the boy to do it himself? Why the father has to do it for him? This mitzvah is the best mitzvah that a man has to do between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why the father has to do that? This mitzvah when the baby is a baby? Why we don't wait for this baby to grow and to do for himself the Brit Milah? Do you understand the question? Because the Brit Milah is so important. And my grandfather, Alav Shalom, Rabbi Yehoshua Pidu, he said a beautiful answer. He said, because who protect a man from the Yetzirah, from the Klipa? Who protect a man from the Yetzirah and the Klipa? Who? Only Limud HaTorah, when you study Torah. Now, when you study Torah, the Torah protects you from the Klipa. Now, this baby, till he grows, and to do the Brit Milah, who will protect him? With which mitzvah will be protected? So that's why we do the Brit Milah to him, that the Brit Milah will protect him. Understand? Now we understand why today we did the Brit Milah to Kalev Raphael Ben Aryeh. Why we did not wait till Kalev Raphael Ben Aryeh, why we don't wait till he grows and he will do the Brit Milah for himself? Why the father has to do it for him? Because till he grows, with which zechut will be protected? That when he grow, he will be a good Jew. Maybe till he grow, the klipa will get hold on him, of him, and then after he will not study Torah. So that's what we do. We take the orla from him, because the orla, the word orla, it is the ra, ra la, ra la. Orla, don't forget, orla, it's gematria with a kolet ra lo. It's bad for him. The orla, it's bad for him. Orla, it's the word ra lo, bad for him. You understand? Orla, if you write orla, it's ra. And then you have lamed he. Lamed he with the kole, it's lamed vav. Ra lo, it's bad for him. And that's why we have to tick this orla, that it's bad for the baby when he is a baby. Because if we wait till the baby will grow, it will be too late. It will be very, very late for him, and there is nothing you can do. That's why we do the Brit Mila when he is a baby. Now we understand. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Bnei Israel left Egypt, the day that he left Egypt, Hashem told them, now you have to do the Brit Mila, take the Orla from you, so you can get out from Egypt and go and receive the Torah. Because it's automatic. When you do the Brit Mila, automatically, when you do the Brit Mila, so you become connected with the Shem Shaddai with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you have to study Torah. Now, if you are a baby, you are a baby. You cannot study Torah, but this mitzvah, it protects you till you grow. Now, I understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give this mitzvah when they were in Egypt, till the day that they left Egypt. The day that they left Egypt, now we will see something incredible. There is a Zohar who said that the day that the Jews left Egypt, it was in the night. The night, it was Makat Bechorot. And at that night, it was a big, 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 big light in Egypt. Now just imagine, from where this light came at night? From where this light came? From where? The Gemara said that Hashem himself, he came to Egypt. Hashem himself, he came to Egypt. So I would like to ask you one question. How can Hashem come to Egypt when all Egypt was full of Avodah Zarah? We see in the Torah that a lot of times Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wanted to speak to Hashem, he had to go out of the town to speak to Hashem. Rashi said, why Moshe Rabbeinu had to go out of the town to speak to Hashem? Because Moshe, he could speak to Hashem in the town because it was there a lot of Avodah Zarah, a lot of idolatries. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't talk to Moshe Rabbeinu in a place where there is a lot of idolatries. So the question is, how did Hashem came that night of Makat Bechorot to Egypt? But Egypt was full of idolatries. So how did he came? You know why? Something incredible I'm going to tell you. Who was the Avodah Zarah, the main Avodah Zarah of Egypt? The sheep. The sheep. What did the Jews that day? They killed the sheep, the Korban Pesach. Each Jew, he did a sacrifice. He took the Avodah Zarah of Egyptian and he sacrificed it for Hashem. And he took the blood and he put it inside instead of the mezuzah. Can you imagine that? And the Egyptian, they saw the idolatry being slashed. And they couldn't talk. And say a word. So, and what they did that day? They did the Brit Mila, the Jews. The Jews did the Brit Mila. So through those two mitzvot, there is a lot of sacrifice. First, they killed the idolatry of the Egyptian. First sacrifice. Second sacrifice, that day all men did the Brit Mila. when you do the Brit Mila, it's hurt. It's a big sacrifice because the Egyptian, they could kill them. Can you imagine the Jews, when they did the Brit Mila, they were hurt. It's especially most of the Jews, they were old people. And it's not easy to walk. I saw somebody that he did the Brit Mila and he couldn't walk for 3-4 days. A man that he was a 30-year-old, he did it. You can imagine that. So you see, the Jews, they did a big, big sacrifice. And this kind of sacrifice that they did by killing the Abu Dazar Egyptian of Egypt, and that by connecting themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to receive the Torah, that made easy for Hashem to come. Because the main Abu Dazar was the sheep. The sheep was slashed that day. Understand? You have a question? Do you understand? So now we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came that night. Now just listen to this. According to what I told you, I understand Ishmael. Ishmael, he said to Yitzhak, Yitzhak, I did a mitzvah, and that mitzvah, there is a big sacrifice in that mitzvah. It's the Brit Mila. Yitzhak Avinu, he said to Ishmael, oh, listen, when you do the Brit Mila, it must be something followed. It must be something that it's followed the Brit Mila. Exactly. You did the Brit Mila at the age of 13. It's fabulous. It's fantastic. But what you did after? This is the only mitzvah that you have in your hand. There is no other mitzvot. When the main Brit Mila, it's Ra'alo. But taking away the Ra'alo, the Orla, from your body, so you can do mitzvot. So you can do Ma'asim Tovim. But what you did, you took the Orla and that's it. Understand? When the Jews were in Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he waited for them to do the Brit Mila, to quick give them the Torah. That's why he did not ask them to do the Brit Mila and to remain in Egypt another 10 months without the Torah. So Yitzhak Avinu, he said to Ishmael, Ishmael, you come to me, you argue that you are better than me by doing the Brit Mila at the age of 13, but what you did after? The main Brit Mila is to have connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take the Ra'alo, to take the bad that is on you, and to find what it is good for you. So you talk the bad, you took the Ra'alo, you took the Orla, but you stayed bad. You understand? Huh? You understand that? So that was the argument of Yitzhak. The argument of Yitzhak, it's not just to take the Orla. It was the reason after the Orla. Because you can't take the Orla, it's the Ra'alo, you take the Orla from you, for your body, and you remain Ra, you remain bad. The only way not to remain bad, not to be a bad man, only when you take the Orla and you follow the step of the mitzvot, it's the Perot, because we call the Torah Perot. We call the mitzvot Perot. Now we understand the Gemara, fabulous Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Beshem Bar Kapara, Yashav Abraham Bedan Gzera Shava. Abraham was sitting, and he wanted to do a comparison between the Orla that he has and the Orla that there is in the tree. And he wanted to compare the Orla of the tree like a man. The same way that Hashem said to Adam, take the Orla from you. But Hashem said, don't touch the tree, during 3 days. It's arid, it's ra. And the ilan, it has perot, it has fruit. And even the orla that the man take away from him, osa perot. What that mean, osa perot? It made fruit. What that mean, made fruit? Only when you take the orla, when you take the orla from the man, so the man can do perot, the man can do fruit. Like the Gemara said, the perot. The Gemara said, when you do mitzvot, so you eat fruit of the mitzvot of this world, the rest of the fruit, you eat them after. So that means the same way that the orla, the tree can do fruit, a man can do fruit. It's mitzvot. The same way that the tree, it's ra for the tree. So the same with the man, with the man, when he has the orla, it's bad for him. But when he takes it, it's become, he can eat the fruit, he's gonna do the fruit. Will do the fruit, but if he doesn't do the fruit, it's no good. It's like this tree. If you don't keep the 3 years, never you can eat the fruit out of these trees. Now we understand now what it is, the connection between the two bishvat and the fruit in the orla. What it is, the connection? And I was thinking something incredible. I was thinking this. I was thinking that two bishvat, but I would like you to listen to this, okay? It's something that you never heard in your life. How many shvatim we have? 12 shvatim. There is a pasuk who said, Shiftiyah Edot Israel, the shvatim. We call them the Shvatim of God, the Shvatim of Hashem. How much is it Yah? 15. So the Shvatim are 15. When the Shvatim are 15, when they are together, when they are Ahdut. Okay? When there is Ahdut, when the Jews are united, so they become Shiftiyah. They become the Shvatim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When there is Ahdut, look, you have to listen to this. You are a Kohen, yes? I'm not a Kohen. So, how can I do the whole mitzvot that Hashem asked for me to do? Well, there is mitzvot that only a Kohen can do, not me. So how can I, one day, how can I do the 613 mitzvot. There is a lot of mitzvot that only a Kohen can do them. And a Jew, an ordinary Jew, cannot do them. So how can one day do the whole mitzvot? How can a Shevet Levi can be connected to the 12 Shvatim? Because the Shevet Levi, they have some kind of mitzvot that the Jews cannot do. You understand? So, one day, I will have a big problem. I cannot do the whole mitzvot. I can never do the 613 mitzvot. Because there is a lot of mitzvot that only a Kohen can do. And there is some kind of mitzvot that a Kohen cannot do. Only a Jew can do. So how can I do one day the 613 mitzvot? Now take Shevet Yehuda. From Shevet Yehuda, there is always a king. Yes or no? And there is a lot of mitzvot that the king should do. And those mitzvot that the king should do, they're among 613 mitzvot. Yes or no? So how can a man reach the level to do 630 mitzvot while there is some mitzvot that he cannot do because he's not a king? You understand the question? Now I have a big answer for you. Israel Arevin Zebeze. The Jews are connected one to other one. When we love each other, what the Levi do is like the Israeli do. all the mitzvot we do it together. Israel arrive in Zebeze. When there is Ahdut, when the Jews are united and we love each other, ve'ahavta le'rayecha kamocha. So all the mitzvot that the Shevit Yehuda does, all the mitzvot that the Shevit Levi does that we cannot do, all the mitzvot that I can do in the Shevit Yehuda and Shevit Levi cannot do, Hashem, he consider like we did them, all of us. And for that, I would like just to tell you, there was one day it was a big tzaddik. I don't know if you heard of him, big mikubal, Rabbi Shalom Sha'arbi. You heard of him? He's a big mikubal from Yemen. He's a Timani mikubal, big tzaddik, Rabbi Shalom Sha'arbi. One day, he was praying, and he was crying, and he was crying, and he was hurting himself. He said, "Hatati, aviti, pashati. I did a lot of averot. I did this. I did it. I did that." And people, they were there. They were crying. They told him, "Rabbi, but you are a big tzaddik. How can you say about yourself, 'Hatati, aviti, pashati, naafti, gazalti'? How can you do that?" He told them, "Look, the Jews are considered in the eyes of Hashem as one family. The Jews are not divided. There is no 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The Jews are only one. When the Jews feel united, and he saw a man who does Avera, he should feel like he did the Avera himself. Because the Jews are united. How can we respect the whole mitzvot? Only by Ahdut. Through Ahdut, when we love each other, so a mitzvah that I cannot do, you that you do, so it's like I did it. The mitzvah that you cannot do, and I did it, so like you did it. You understand? You understand that? So this is the Ahdut. This is the Ahdut. When there is Ahdut, when there is united, when Jews are united, like as Yeshem Moshe Ubni Israel. I would like just to ask you one question. Did the Jews prepare that song? Huh? No. As Yeshem Moshe Ubni Israel, when Moshe Rabbeinu start to sing, everybody start to sing. This song came with Ruach HaKodesh. How this song came? I would just to say, were they auto-compositor? Could they write a beautiful song like that? How could they sing a song like this altogether? That means the Jews, they loved so much each other when they left Egypt. They were so much united. So when they were united, so when Moshe Rabbeinu started to sing, so everybody followed him. As Hashem Moshe, Ubni Israel. Usually it was only Moshe Rabbeinu who should sing. Moshe Rabbeinu was a big Baal Ruach HaKodesh. But when Moshe Rabbeinu, because all the Jews believed on Moshe, look, please listen to this. The Torah said, "Vayaaminu b'Hashem u'Moshe avdo." The Jews, they believed on Moshe Rabbeinu. They believed on Hashem. At that moment, all the Jews believed in Moshe. So all of them become like Moshe. It's a big lesson for life you should learn. When you love somebody, you become like him. When you're attached to a tzaddik, you become like a tzaddik. You become like him. You will get something from him. When you do the Brit Milah, and you know you're connected by doing the Brit Milah, you connect this boy, you connect him to Hashem, automatically, you yourself, the father, you connect yourself that moment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Hashem Moshe Ubni Yisrael. When the Jews, all the Jews, they believed in Hashem, they believed in Moshe, automatically, when Moshe started to sing, everybody sang like him. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, All his Ruach HaKodesh, all his Nevoah, it went to the Jews. And why did he not share? Now the question is, now that all the Jews did become like Moshe, why did he not remain like Moshe all the time? Huh? You have an answer for that or not? Because always the Jews were fighting to Moshe. We want the water, we want food, why this, why this, why this? You understand? And because of the Chet HaEgel as well, yes. You understand? For 1 minute, please listen to this, please. For 1 hour, that they loved Moshe, they looked at Moshe, they believed in Moshe, so they become like Moshe. This is Ahdut. When there is Ahdut, now we know that what Harashash said, Rabbi Shalom Sha'arbi said, why a tzaddik he has to do the tahanun, hatati, aviti, pashati. I mean, the tzaddik he did not do all those kind of sin, of those kind of averot. So why he has to say hatati, aviti, pashati? And the Harashash said he did it midin ahdut. Because the Jews are visible, because the Jews are connecting one each other. So when a Jew do Avera, so even the Tzaddik, he gets something from that Avera. And when a Tzaddik does a mitzvah, even the Rasha, he gets something from that mitzvah. You like it? So now we understand. Tu Bishvat. What that mean, Tu Bishvat? Tu, it's 15. Okay? Bishvat. Shvat is from the word trevet, shvatim. Shiftiyah. The shvatim, when they are all connected between them, the name of Hashem is among them. And I would like to explain something. I'm going to go deeper a little bit. Take Ish and Isha. And Ish, you have the Yud. Yes or no? And Isha, you have the He. Yud from the man, and He from the woman, Isha, how much is it together? 15, Yud Ke. If you take the Yud Ke from Ish, Isha, what you have left? Esh, fire. That means, when they love each other, the man and the woman, when they are connected, when they are together, so the name of Hashem remain on them. When they are not connected to one each other, the name of Hashem is there from them and it's gone. Now we understand. Shiftiyah is to Israel. When the Jews are together, when the Jews are united, like the Shvatim, Shiftiyah, so the name of Hashem is among them, like when it is with Ish Isha. The name of Yudke between Ish Isha. When the Shvatim, the Jews, are in peace together, the name of Hashem is among them. So, Tu Bishvat, Tu is Yud Ke Bishvat. That means, Tu Bishvat, there is fruit. What the connection fruit and Tu Bishvat? Fruit is the mitzvot. Fruit is the mitzvot. When there is mitzvot, when you do mitzvot, so the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you do the mitzvot, what that mean mitzvot? I do a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah, he does a mitzvah. All of us, all Jews, when we do mitzvot, when it's because we cannot do. I cannot do all the mitzvot. You can do all the mitzvot. But I can do all, and you can do all, if we share together the mitzvot that you do, and you share with me the mitzvot that I do. It's like a poor man, a rich man. A poor man, he cannot do the same mitzvah that a rich man can do. And a rich man, he cannot do the same mitzvah as a poor man can do. But when the poor man and the rich man, they share together their mitzvot, so they are partners in the mitzvot they do. Perot. Tu Bishvat. Perot. When there is Ahdut, we become all of us like Shvatim, the name of Hashem remains on us. And what you should know is the most important, that what Hashem wants from us, not only bris, but Torah. Now, 8 and 8, how much is it? 16. When do we do the Brit Milah? After 8 days, yes? Okay? I do the Brit Milah, you do the Brit Milah. Every Jew does the Brit Milah. 8, 8. What does that mean, 8, 8? When we do the Brit Milah, it's the 8 days. And there is Olam HaShmini. Olam HaShmini is the Olam that we cannot count. Understand? It's the Ma'ala Teva. You know, the number 8, it's a special number. When, it's Bina. It's Bina. It's a high number that we cannot calculate this. That's why after Shabbat, it's only 7 days after Shabbat, it's Olam HaShmini. That's why Hashem, he said that we do the Brit Milah to the baby at the age of 8 days. Why at the age of 8? Because every day, this baby is going to receive a high neshama, a connection from the Olam of Bina, from the Olam that has no number. So that's why we prepare him for 7-8 days, and the 8 days when he does the Brit, when he does the Brit Milah, he's connected directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 8 days with the Olam HaShmini, 8 and 8. But something incredible I want to tell you. Something that you will never heard in your life. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, with which name he created him? So Olam Haba he created with Yud. Okay? And Olam Hazeh created with He. Okay? He. That means altogether it's 15. Yes? When the man do the Brit Milah, it becomes Yud Vav, 8, 8. With the Kollel, 8, when the day, when the man does the Brit Milah, and the 8 days, he is now connected with the Olam HaShmini. Now he's above, not only Yud Kei, now he become Vav Kei. So now the man is connected directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Vav. This is the high, this is the secret of the Brit Milah. Now we understand, excuse me, just listen to this, please. Now Baruch Hashem, that Ishmael, he did not do the Brit Milah at the age of 8. Because if he would do the Brit Milah at the age of 8 days, no one can beat him. Because he will reach the highest level of all. The first one who had reached this highest level was Yitzhak at the age of 8 years old. Now, Esav, Ishmael, he came to Yitzhak. He told him, I'm better than you. I did the Brit Milah, you did not do the Brit Milah. I did it with a big sacrifice. I did it at the age of 13. Yitzhak, he told him, yes, you did the Brit Milah with a big sacrifice. Okay, you hurt, it was painful. But after what you did, nothing. No Torah, no mitzvot. What after? Not only, it's not, look at, it's like you prepare good food for the king, but you have to serve him. Not only you have to serve him, you have to serve him in a good plate. Not a dirty plate. Okay, you did a Brit Milah, very good. Now you're close to Hashem, but instead of being clean and saving Hashem, you are doing the Averot. So what's the purpose of the Brit Milah you did? But me, I did it at the age of 8. And when I did it at the age of 8, I was connected to the Olam Shikulo Tov, the Olam that has no numbers. And besides this, not only and did that mitzvah of Brit Milah with a sacrifice, but I'm willing to do any kind of mitzvah that Hashem wants me to do. That this is the main purpose. This is the main reason for the Brit Milah. The main reason for the Brit Milah, it's like, hey, David, I'm Michael. It's like you're dirty. You have a wash. You wash yourself. You clean yourself. You put perfume yourself. And then you put back your old clothes. The dirty clothes. So what's the purpose of having a shower? What's the purpose of having a perfume on your body? When you perfume yourself, when you clean yourself, what do you do after? You put on your clean clothes, yes or no? That's what Yitzhak Avinu said to Ishmael. Now we understand what it is to be Shvat, the connection of to be Shvat and the Ola. The connection of to be Shvat and the Ola, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tree, Elan. What it is Elan? Elan, it's Gematria, Yud Kei Vav Kei Adnut. Elan, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei Adnut. And the man, he should be connected with the Elan, Elan HaKadosh. Yudke Vavken Adnut, but the only way to be connected to Yudke Vavken Adnut, only if you take the Orla out of you. Anything that it's Ra'lo. But if you don't do it, so you are not connected to the, and that you have to start to do Perot. You have to start to do Mitzvot. That the Gzera Shava that Avraham Avinu did. He said, in the Elan, there is Orla. And the Adam, he has a Ola. Elan, he can have fruit. And a man, he can have fruit, mitzvot. But how can he do the mitzvot, fruit, if he has Ola on him? Huh? You understand? Hello? That was the Gzera Shava. Are you writing? So this is the Gzera Shava that Avraham Avinu did. How? How? How can you do Orla? How can you do Orla? How can you respect mitzvot if you have Orla on you? So the only way, when you can respect the mitzvot, if you take the Orla from you, the same, the Elan. The Elan, during 3 years, it's Orla. And there is fruit, you cannot eat them. How can you eat them? It's Orla. But when the 3 years pass, you can eat the fruit. Understand? So now, the Elan is the tree. And as you know, the tree, as I told you before, a tree is, perot is mitzvot. How can you do mitzvot? It's impossible that a man can reach the level to do all kinds of mitzvot. But when there is ahdut, you can do the mitzvot. And the only way that you can, there is ahdut when there is orla, we take the orla from you. That way the Jews, they had to take orla from them the day that they left Egypt. Because how can they take the orla when they were in Egypt? Why there was, they had no Torah. But the day that they had to leave Egypt, so they did the Brit Milah, so now they took the orla from their body and they left Egypt. With the big light came in, Hashem came to Egypt, they did the Ola, they took out the Ola, and then now they were willing to receive the Torah. So Hashem told them, okay, you want the Torah, prepare yourself. After 49 days, I give you the Torah, I give you the Torah. And now we understand the connection between Tu Bishvat, Shiftiyah, the Elan, the all of the Elan, the all of the Adam. Now, what is the reason why the Jews they did not receive the Torah in Egypt? When the Jews did not do the Brit Milah in Egypt because they had no Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't give them the Torah in Egypt because Egypt was a very dirty place. So they had to leave Egypt to receive the Torah. Now, we understand the argument that Ishmael and Yitzhak, they had together, and what Ishmael had as argument, and what Yitzhak has an argument that the Brit Milah is not necessarily the Brit Milah if there is no Torah. There is only, you can do only Brit Milah to allow you to study Torah. But to Ishmael, no, you did the Brit Milah, but you have no Torah. So what the purpose of having Brit Milah? So you see, this is the connection of all the. But what I would like just to tell you to finish, it's you have any question? Did you understand everything here? Now, one thing. When the Jews, they said, Hayesh Hashem b'kerbenu ayin. It's something incredible I want to tell you now. It's something incredible. The Gemara said that Adam HaRishon, when he did the Havera, when he eat the tree, the Gemara said, Moshech be'orlato haya. It's fabulous. Quickly, the Orla, his Brit, his Orla, it's become big. And he was touching it. What's the connection between the Avera that he did and the Orla of Adam HaRishon? It's incredible. And we're talking as well about the Etz. Hashem, he told him, Hamin Ha'etz, did you eat from the tree? He said, yes. And the Gemara said, Moshech be'orlato haya. He was touching his orla. He was touching his brit. What's the connection? You see, the main brit, it's when you keep mitzvot after. You see, when you don't keep mitzvot after, your brit is nothing. Now I understand Adam HaRishon. As long as you keep the mitzvah, not to eat, he had no doubt of Hashem. But when he eats from the tree that Hashem told him not to eat, he started to have that doubt, and he said, "Hanahash si'ani." You asked me before, can we learn about the sod yesh ayin, hayesh Hashem b'kibino im ayin, and then the attack of Amalek in Mimereva. You remember this question that you asked me, yes? You asked me, if there is any connection between Adam, the woman, when he said, with the woman she said, Isha, Hanahash Si'ani. Si'ani is there, Yesh Ayin. Yes? You see, when there is doubt, when a man does a Avera, he has doubt after. When the Jews, they sit in Rifidim, and they did not learn Torah, they had doubt about Hashem. When a man has doubt, when he doesn't study Torah. But when you study Torah, you have no time to have doubt about Hashem. When the Nahash, when the Tzara, can put doubt on you, when there is little Torah, the Jews in the desert, because they were sitting in Rifidim, Rafui Divim in the Torah, they did not learn Torah. So they said, Hayesh Hashem b'kerbenu? Is there Hashem on us? They have already doubt. You see the same Adam HaRishon. As long as Adam HaRishon and Hava, they kept Torah and Mitzvot, they did know, they kept Torah and Mitzvot, so they had no doubt. But since they eat from the tree, so they had doubt about Hashem. Where they had doubt about Hashem, so even they said Hayesh Hashem b'kerbenu, because don't forget the Nahash told them there is no Hashem. So why they eat from the tree is like they said is Hashem is among us. Here, look, we eat the tree, we eat from the fruit that Hashem said we should not eat, we were still alive. So where is Hashem? Is Hashem is here? Doubt. So you see, the Brit, the Orla, is not necessarily if you don't read, study the Torah. When you take the Orla, when you take the Orla from you, you do the Brit with Hashem, that it's only, so you're connected to Hashem. So your connection to Hashem, it will remain only when you study Torah. But when you don't study Torah, even if you do the Brit Milah,
he doesn't help you. If you were to Yomav Alayla, how would Shammai invite to something? If it was not for the Torah, Hashem said, I would not create the world. So now we understand that Adam HaRishon Moshech Be'or LaTorah. Adam HaRishon was pushing, was touching his Orla, his Brit. It's like he was cursing, God forbid. How did Adam came to that? Doubt. Doubt. Why, from where that doubt came? Because he eats from the tree and he did not die. For one moment, he had a doubt, is there is Hashem? Now we understand as well, the Meraglim, fabulous, the Meraglim, as well, by doing what they did. They like said, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. It's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Because how can the Meraglim go to Eretz Yisrael and talk bad about Eretz Yisrael? They know that Eretz Yisrael is a place, a holy place, a special place, where the Avodah Kedushin are buried there. They even did not go there. They want to visit the whole Eretz Yisrael and they did not dare to go to Avodah Kedushin except Kalev. Only Kalev, he went to the Avodah Kedushin, to Hebron. Not the, how did he do that? You know why? Because they were doubting about Hashem. How came this doubt to the Meraglim, the Tzaddikim? You know why? Gava, Kavod. When a man has a gav and kavod, he can come to this conclusion. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu? Is there is Hashem on us or not? Is there is Hashem? So now, Baruch Hashem today is the Brit Milah of this boy, this baby, Kalev. We talk about Kalev ben Yefune who went to Hebron to pray. Kalev Raphael. And today is Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is, as I said, created. Tu is Yudke, Shvat is Shvatim, Tu Bishvat, Shiftei Ha'edot Israel. And this the connection, Tu is 15, 15 with the Kolel is 8, 8. 15 with the Kolel is 16, and 8 is 16. 8 is the meaning of the boy, the baby, who does the Brit Milah in the 8 days. He received the Neshama, a special connection with the Olam HaShmini, 8 and 8. So this is the connection to Bishvat and the Brit Milah of today. And now we understand that on Tu Bishvat, hello? On Tu Bishvat, the Kavanot that we should have, now you, Michael, you are in New York, yes? At what time is it there now? 6 o'clock. Yes. So it's you still in Tu Bishvat yet, huh? Yes, still in Tu Bishvat. So what the kavana you do in Tu Bishvat? What kind of kavana you do in Tu Bishvat? The kavana that you do in Tu Bishvat is ahdut. I want to be among the Jews. Ahdut, shiftiyah, editless. I want to be a good shevet. I don't know for which shevet I belong to. I know you are a Levi, you are a Kohen. So you belong to Shevet Levi. I am Israel. I belong to Shevet Yehuda or Binyamin, I don't know. But we should feel together Ahdut. Understand? I am a rabbi, you're not a rabbi. But maybe you are better than me. Who knows? Maybe you are more tzaddik than me. Who knows? So Ahdut. I should consider you. I should not feel that you are just, I'm better than you. No. Maybe you are better than me. Who knows? So this is the real perot. This is the real fruit. The real fruit, not the bad fruit, the good fruit. The good fruit. United to Bishvat. It's the fruit. That's something very, very tasty. It's beautiful, the fruit. When you see the fruit, wow, it's beautiful. Wow, what color. All kind of colors, fruits, fabulous, fantastic. You eat them. It's fabulous. When you say a Jew, wow, a Jew is good. And this Jew is good. This Ashkenaz, Sfarad, Hasid, Litai. They're all good. This rich man, this poor man. The fabulous fruit. The beautiful. This is to Bishvat. This is it. It's Jew. It's a fruit. It's a good fruit. Adam Etz HaTzadeh. We compare the man as Etz HaTzadeh. But without Ola. Understand? Without Ola. So you can eat the fruit. But if God forbid you see, you behave bad, So you are, even if you did the Brit Mila, you are like a man with Ola, like this tree with Ola. All the food, all the mitzvot that you can do, they are rubbish. They go to the Klippa. So you have to be a good tree. You have to take all the Ola from you, so that your fruit will be good. So the man as well, so that his fruit can be good, only when he take the Ola, the Ralo, anything that is bad for him, to get it for himself, so he can be good. So Be'ezrat Hashem, I think I explained you everything. And there is only one thing that I couldn't explain to you. It's the first question you asked me about Azir Shem Moshe, the connection with the free Psukim. I'll try to explain to you this next time, okay? I wish you well. God bless you. Take care and give my regards to your father. And I wish you, Baruch HaBetzlacha. May Hashem give you more children.